next question comes from a caller.
Yes, my name is John Davis. By the way, I think as the first caller indicated, I think we each ought to identify who we are, since our debatants are, we know who they are. But my question is for Mr. Wilson, and this gets to actually another community issue, which is pretty much on, I think, a lot of our radar screens. And that is, do you and your congregation support public school? And if not, why not? Thank you.
Okay. I think probably the best way to answer the question is by asking a rhetorical question of my own. Are the public schools being used in order to help manufacture the protest display that will be set up at our history conference? Are school children being making little hands, I don't know what it is, hands for tolerance or whatever, to in order to protest our conference? Well, it is fair to say that we have a high degree of commitment in our church to Christian education. We have lots of kids in the congregation, and they are overwhelmingly educated privately, either in homeschool or in private academies, Logos and Atlas, and there's some others. So it's safe to say that we do not see in the government schools, in the public schools, an environment that teaches children the way we believe that children ought to be taught. I think that's fair. But it is not fair to say that we are mounting an offensive political campaign to remove the schools or take out the schools or do anything like that. All we're doing is saying, okay, if I have my kid enrolled at Lena Whitmore, are they going to be enrolled? If I go to Christ Church and my kid's at Lena Whitmore, are they going to be enrolled to help put together a display to be set up at the history conference that my church is sponsoring? Well, I think it's safe to say that the values that are being taught in the government schools, as we see play out in this particular controversy, are antithetical to what we believe. So what we've done is the very peaceful, neighborly thing to do. We've pulled out quietly. I pay my property taxes. Over half my property taxes go to the subsidization of the public schools, and we pay double. We pay for that school system, and then we pay through tuition for a private school system. And we did this quietly, minding our own business, and then we get attacked for not being team players. I would say that rather than say that we are hostile to the public schools, I think it's far simpler to point at this particular instance and say the public schools, by their participation in this protest, are showing that they are hostile to us. And so why should we hang around hat in hand saying, please, mister, won't you let us say Christmas at Christmas time? Please, you know, won't you let us sing a Christmas carol? No, nothing doing. So we just had enough, but we had enough about 25 years ago, and we built a private school system. And a lot of Christians are doing this all across the country because the values that are being imposed and taught in the public school system are not ours. And if you want to see the intolerista mentality in action, you need look no farther than many of the current public schools. But let me reiterate, our agenda is not to attack the public schools offensively. All we're doing is asking to be left alone.
Okay, thank you.
I thought it was interesting in the Daily News article that appeared over the weekend, Doug was talking more, anyway, talked some at some length, a couple paragraphs worth, about school systems and saying that a third of the children in Moscow now attend private school, and proudly stating, it seemed to me, that within 5 years that he expects the public school system to be the minority form of education in Moscow. And I would like people to think about that as this agenda goes forward, and as Moscow changes, and the effect on the public schools becomes more and more pronounced. If there's that many people that don't have their children in public schools, then there certainly is going to be a significant drop in support for public schools. So I think it has a direct impact. I'd like to talk a little bit about the whole Intolerista business and the whole political agenda aspect. I mean, I think, again, as Doug is using those terms, he's confusing tolerance for religious beliefs, which I'm fully supportive, and tolerance for political beliefs, which I'm fully supportive of, with a recognition that I have the right and the responsibility to speak when it comes to his political agenda. Using an old adage, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and looks like a duck, it's probably a duck. I'm saying if Christ Church looks like it has a political agenda, acts like it has a political agenda, and talks like it has a political agenda, I think it has a political agenda. And we have to be aware of it, we have to talk about it, and I think we have to be aware of its ramifications.
And we're coming to the end of our time here, so I think we're going to take one more question, and that question comes from a caller.
Yes, hi, this is Mike Hall. Another question for both Bill and Doug. If you could conclude with just a statement on what do you see Moscow looking like 30 to 50 years from now? What is your vision for Moscow? Thanks.
You want to start with that, Bill?
I'm willing to. I think the Moscow of 30 years from now would hopefully be a lot like the Moscow of today. I'm certainly not anyone who wants to get rid of Christ Church. I certainly never said that. I have no intention of trying to do that. I would like Christ Church to change. I would like Christ Church leadership to become aware that they're going in an unhealthy direction. And I'd like them to listen to their membership more. And I'd like Christ Church to become more of the fabric of the community. I'd like them to recognize that there's 30, 50, I have no idea how many churches and congregations there are in Moscow right now, but the only one is having this kind of attention being drawn to it, and that's Christ Church, and the reason is because it has this obvious political agenda. So I think it's important for us to make that clear. I think it's important for us to talk about that kind of political agenda. In the short term, I'd like to see this community stand up and speak about that political agenda. I'd like the city council to pass a resolution saying we're saying no to neo-Confederates. I'd like people to attend the Mark Potok's talk on February 6th at the administration auditorium. I'd like him to come to the forum that's going to be set for Saturday, February 7th at the UI Commons to further discuss the neo-Confederate view on slavery. I would like neo-Confederates to realize that the Moscow is not a haven for them and their beliefs. And I'd like Moscow of 30 to 40 years from now to be very much like what it is now. And I don't want it to be an example of a bastion of medieval Protestantism.
In answer to the question, what would I like to see Moscow look like 30 years from now? To hear some people talk, I would like to see Friendship Square filled up with Confederate women in hoop skirts, none of them topless. That's not the sort of thing we're talking about at all. Bill says that he thinks there's a place in Moscow for Christ Church. But remember, we're dealing with a not-in-our-town campaign. What is not in our town? This this campaign is directed against us, our people. It's our businesses that are being vandalized. It's our lights that are being torn off the building, along with a campaign that's being orchestrated by people at the University of Idaho saying, not in our town. So consequently, there's a reason why the name Intolerista is going to stick. It's going to stick because there is a very palpable atmosphere of intolerance, malice, vitriol. One of the things I would like to see 30 years from now is to see that absent. I'd like to see that kind of attitudinal catfighting disappear from our town. I've lived here since 1975, and I said before, I've never seen anything like this. I have received anonymous communications that have to be seen to be believed, and all of this in the name of tolerance. The Moscow 30 years from now, I would like to see people getting along. I'd like to see people helping each other out. I'd like to, as I've told many people over the years, I brought up my kids here. My grandkids are growing up here, all six of them. And Moscow's been a wonderful place to have a family, to raise children. It's been wonderful in lots of ways. But I have to say that the local intoleristas have altered the climate, and they've not altered the climate because the climate is not altered because we've been picketing conferences that other people hold. It's not been because we've been trying to chase other people out of town. It's not because we have said these things are unacceptable to us and you must change. So I would like us to be clear-headed about what's happening. This is nothing. Nothing that's happening here is by coercion. Nothing is. We seek to impose nothing on anyone. We simply want to present the good news of Jesus Christ. We want to live our lives and our families, love our children, be good neighbors. That's what we want to do. We've been doing it for a number of years. We would love to continue to do it. The last comment I'd like to say, and this is fundamental, and that is you cannot have conservative Christians, as many as there are in this town, who believe what they do about Christ and the Bible and all these things without that being public. We have labored carefully. We've labored diligently to keep the folks in our flock from trying, saying, let's take over, let's run for city council, let's do any top-down thing. We're opposed to that. We want to change Moscow peacefully. We want to change Moscow by worshiping. We want to change Moscow by how we love God, how we love our neighbor. All of these things, we have a name for it, but it would seem to me that the liberals should call it democracy. We're peace-loving people. We don't want to fight with anybody. We're not trying to pick fights with our neighbors. So I would like to see Moscow 30 years from now be like the Moscow of 10 years ago in terms of the public demeanor. I would certainly not like it to be like the Moscow of today.
Great, thank you. That's all the time we have. I want to thank our discussants here today, and it was very informative, and I appreciate your efforts.